Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome. Once again, we are coming at you live from Las Vegas. Gotta tell you, you guys are probably going to get tired of hearing me or seeing me, but we are bringing you the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here. And of course, it is nowhere near the lunch hour here in Las Vegas. We still have about 3 hours. But we're going to sit back here with you. We're going to talk a little rodeo. We're going to talk a little bull riding. And we're going to see what's going on with you guys, the Making A Maniacs. I don't believe we're going to have some of the issues like we've had on our video broadcast, and want to apologize to all the Making A Maniacs out there for those. You know, when we get back home, we're going to have to sit back and really start classifying which ones are what and title them and things like that. Right now, we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants, you know. It takes us so much time to put it in, and then we've got to pack bags and head out on the road, which we're looking to do today. We're going to be bringing you some more video broadcast out on the strip somewhere. We'll be having some special guests hopefully with us today. We got a good show set up for you. We're always looking to take the Cowboy Logic. If you guys want to call in, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. It's Monday. Shoot, it is Monday, and we still have a week left just about. Saturday night will be the final performance, and then we're flying back east on Sunday. See, a lot of you guys actually watched the NFR last night, and we're going to talk a little bit about it here shortly. But how about we get things fired up? You guys get out there and send the tweet messages. Let them know we're here online on the radio show. So feel free to jump out there and spread the word. Let's kick things off with a little bit of Mark Chestnut here and getting us fired up on a Monday afternoon. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Job site at a 9:15, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Party now.
rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here. That's right. And, of course, that was Robbie Hodges, who is actually the barrel man here at the NFR this year. So if you guys have been watching the NFR, if you watched the NFR last night, you saw him take a little shot by one of those bulls there in the bull riding, kind of spun him around just a little bit. And, Donnie Gay had a little fun with it. Old Rockin' Robbie Hodges loves to be out there hanging out in the can. So want to welcome in all of our listeners today here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Appreciate y'all jumping on board. Fortunately, we have not had some of the issues on our radio broadcast like we have on our video broadcast out here in Vegas. We're going to have to work on these things. You know, this is our first year really being out here producing these video broadcasts. We have got to tighten it up. You're right. I mean, there's a lot that we have, that we're learning each day that we're out here. So, we're constantly having to switch some things around. But we're going to make this deal happen, and I can promise you that we're going to have some really great episodes. We already have had some. Elevation Sunday, fantastic. Our night broadcast the night before on Saturday night, absolutely wonderful. Last night was another mess. I mean, I just don't know what it is that's going on with this, if it's just my computer, the server, we're just not sure what's going on with it. But we're having a good time out here in Vegas. Hopefully you guys are enjoying our tweets that we're sending you. I said we were going to get some video tweets up last night. And, after we picked up Mrs. Making8, from the airport there, it was raining down here pretty hard. So we couldn't get out there and do as much as we wanted to do. So we cruised the strip a little bit, and of course, Mrs. Making8 just trying to enjoy it and get acclimated to being here. So let's see. Oh, okay. I see Ms. Kat Johnson letting us know that the lovely Miss Shannon will be on here with us here before too long. Good, because we got some special guests going to be calling in here today. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFR. Been looking forward to this all, actually for the last week and a half or so, we've been really looking forward to getting out on a radio broadcast. Of course, I feel more comfortable with it, I always say I got a face for radio, so, this is where my home is. I've been doing this since 2008. We just started up these video broadcasts, so that's a whole new ball game for us. But we have really worked out a lot for it. How about Cowboy Dave's video that he put out for us, man? We really enjoyed the heck out of that. Got to thank PBR Get Tough, Cowboy Dave. If you guys are out there, we see a lot of you sending out the tweets. Looks like Miss Kat Johnson there has a question for us. You can tell Miss Shannon that if she wants to call in, we'd love to have her on board. We just tell her to hang tight though. We'll get her on at the right moment, I can promise you. Let's see, what else do we have? The NFR last night, of course, that was round four. We're gonna talk a little bit about that coming up here shortly. Remember, if you guys are wanting to say howdy to us, make sure to push 1 on your phone. If you're just wanting to tune in, don't worry about a thing. 646-915-9940, that's the number to give us a call at. Had a great time sitting around watching the NFR finals. Hopefully you guys will learn a little bit about it. Some of the PBR fans out here that are really just focused on the bull riding, hopefully it's given you an opportunity to watch a little bit more outside of just bull riding and learning, and of course we all have the favorites. You absolutely have to love Shane Hanchey. He's kind of had a rough time at it. Round three was pretty good for him. It was decent. It put him in some money, but the other rounds, not so much. So it's unfortunate for him. But how about those Cooper brothers, man? Those guys are just coming out, and we're talking about all three Cooper brothers. 4 rounds, and all 3 Cooper brothers have got themselves a round win. So that's real impressive. And, of course, we had Clint Cooper won it last night, but he actually tied it with Cody Ohl. So it was really good to see some of the veterans pop back in there, too, and make a statement. This whole NFR really seems like it's been a lot of the rookies there taking place and getting involved with it. So, these guys are really focused, and we really just have had a great NFR down here so far. There's still a whole lot more rodeoing left. I mean, we're only I mean, we're not quite halfway. After tonight's performance, we'll be halfway through the NFR. So, still a lot of ground to cover. Are you guys sending out your hashtags for the hashtag giveaway? Us and Cowboy Dave are going to be doing. We're going to be giving out some prizes, courtesy of PBR Get Tough and Make an Eight. So you guys can look forward to that. Let's see, what else do we have? Had a good time going out on Saturday night. Of course, like I said, it is the weeknight now. But, you know, that party really never ends here in Las Vegas during the NFR. So we should be out tonight. We're going to be out hanging out with some guys. We'll be sending you some video tweets from where we're at. I see Miss Gabby sent her favorite bull rider a link to our show, and it would be great to have him on. So we'll have to just wait and see. Let's see, what else is going on in the world? Well, like I said, obviously Miss Making Eight made it here safely, and so she'll be joining us, my camera lady. And I'm telling you, you know, she is the workforce behind Making Eight. You know, when we get out here to these broadcasts and myself get to do a lot of the PR stuff, you know, so we're letting her sleep in today as she gets adjusted here to the time change out here in Las Vegas. Oh, I see. Oh, wow. Gabby, your favorite is not Guilherme, but Renato, huh? Wow. Should we tell him that? I think that might disappoint him. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, yeah, we see because he's not on Twitter. We heard that he was supposed to be getting a Twitter account set up, but haven't seen anything just yet. Want to thank all of our fans for jumping over here in the Making Eight chat room here on Blog Talk. And if you guys are just tuning into us for the first time and you guys want to, you know, get down here and get involved with us, make sure to sign up with Blog Talk as well. When we're doing our radio shows, you can log in, come down and chat with us. I would be happy to take your questions, take your comments right there. Or you can just give us a call, 646-915-9940. Remember, if you want to talk with us, push 1 on your phone so we know we got you. Got to see Hollywood Harris out here the other day. That was pretty interesting. I don't know if y'all heard last night during the NFR performance, but Ryan Gray is actually still in the hospital. He's in stable condition. So continue your prayers for him as he tries to recover from that, I believe it was a lacerated liver or spleen. That's a tough deal with him. Just trying to look down here at some of my notes and see what we got going on. Also, make sure you guys say a prayer for one of our Making Eight maniacs. You know, she's feeling a little bit under the weather. Miss Donna, she has just not been doing so well since she brought her family back from the Dakotas. So I want to wish her the best, and hopefully you're getting better out there and be able to tune into our shows later on this week. I know she's home in bed, but shoot, that might just give her a reason, because I know she can't log on at work. Might just give her a reason to tune into our shows. Anyhow, let's see what we got. What do you say we take a short break, see if we can't get some guest callers here on the line? So y'all stick around. You're listening to Making Eight, and we're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
A rodeo's just a rodeo after riding several years. From old Cheyenne to Houston, they never cause too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. In Oklahoma City, there's a building of concrete. It's where the toughest stocking men will gather and compete. The points have all been tallied and the stock has all been brought. We've got just 2 more hours, 'cause it starts at 8 o'clock. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. The Coliseum's quiet, except for the sounds of cowboys getting ready and the workmen of the grounds. The cowboys ask each other what each other's got. Did you draw old necklace or pluck old double lock? The tension now is mounting as the crowd starts pouring in. A shiver goes all through me like from a cold, cold wind. I hear the horses coming, running down the alleyway. They're snorting and a-blowing as men shut the sliding gates. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. We had too much time a while ago, but not enough time now. The anthem is now over, the grand entry's going out. I sit here on my bronc, I'm ready and I wait. I hear a chute swing open, so I look out through the gate. A horse jumps out and blows up, he's kicking at the roof. And then out comes another bucking like a curly wolf. I hear the chute boss holler through the yelling of the crowd. He says there's one ahead of you, so you'd better get screwed down. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. I nod my head, I'm in a daze, the horse goes boiling out. I lay my spurs along his neck and then I drag him out. My mind is in a blur, my eyes are seeing red. The flank cat slams into my back, his rump bangs on my head. Then somewhere in the background I can hear that buzzer sound. My hands jerk from the rigging and I crash into the ground. I stumble to my feet and as I stagger to the wall, I wonder to myself, is it really worth it all? It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final...
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Makin8.com. Be there, be square.
Hey, look at me. Lock in. Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back and you hang on. I'll be there.
Rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clown? Yeah. I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, baby!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Makin8.com. That's right. And I got to tell you guys, it's not about the Holiday Inn Express right around here in Vegas. It's all about the Excalibur for us. I'll tell you, that we have really found a home here with these guys. They have been more than accommodating for us, and we sure do appreciate them. So thank you, Excalibur. Also, thank you, obviously, to our sponsors here, Miss Kat Johnson. Go check her out, katjohnson.net. Make sure to check out her books as well. We also have Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. They're actually tuning in on the phone lines with us here as they're out and about here on a Monday afternoon. Well, you know, I say Monday afternoon, but it's just hard, you know, making that adjustment because it is morning time over here. But, you know, when we're back home, you know, we're back east, we're talking about how it's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, of course, all of our fans over here on the East Coast are still on the morning hour. So, I do see that we do have Miss Donna here joining us, and we sure appreciate you jumping in here. Miss Donna, want to wish you the best, and hopefully you'll get well here real soon. Sorry that you're feeling so so down. Let's see. Just trying to scan through here. Looks like Miss Kat Johnson just needs some motivation. So hopefully we'll give you some motivation here as we're back on our lunch hour rodeo show. You get things fired up and get your pen out and start doing some writing again. What else is going on in the world of Making Eight here today? We're waiting on our guest here to kind of jump on and give us a call. Haven't heard from him just yet. Talked to him just before the show and thought they were going to be lined up. So you guys can look forward to getting them on here momentarily. In the meantime, we're going to sit back. We'll talk and answer your questions or your comments. What do you guys see so far out of the NFR? I mean, what impresses you guys the most? You know, for me, really, you know, there's a lot of things that have stepped up. You can see how some events have a good night on certain nights, some events not so much. You know, last night I think was a really good event for the roping community. You know, those guys really tore it up. The team ropers, I mean, how about 3-5? You know, there was actually I think 3 or 4 of the team roping guys out there. And they all ran in the 3s. So very impressive for the team ropers. And, of course, that was their first night that they really had a good run on it. Yeah, we were talking about Shane Hanshey. Of course, we were able to see him last night. Not the best. And, you know, I think that it's really just been the draw that he's had. You know, he was a little slow getting out of the box last night. And then, of course, you know, he's getting these bigger calves. And that's really you know, that's really weighing on him. If you guys saw him when he was with us down in Okeechobee, you know, he got a hold of a pretty big one there in the practice deal and just kept insisting it was, you know, it was real big for him. You know, these guys have a technique in how they have to do it, but, you know, at the same time, they're dealing with different calves that they're not used to dealing with. So, you know, some of the calves are reacting a little bit differently. Some of them are kind of putting up a fight a little bit, not getting their legs out from underneath them like they should. So, you know, yeah, it really is. Shane's just kind of got the short end of the stick there. He's such a little guy. I mean, if you guys, you know, saw him when he was on the Make It Eight broadcast that we did from Okeechobee, he really is. He's a smaller guy. You know, I'd say he's probably about my size, maybe a little bit bigger, but not by much. But, it, you know, he's got a great technique, and the guy knows how to do it. I mean, he's, you know, he was fifth in the world coming into the NFR for a reason. Because he knows how to get it done. So we're going to keep pulling for him and wish him the best. I know that we're looking forward to getting him on our show as well. So we'll, you know, we'll certainly be in touch with him. I talked to him last night on the phone, and, you know, he was pretty down. You know, he's kind of beating himself up, and, of course, kept telling him, you know, look, man, you just got to get a grip, you know. Don't worry about last night. Just worry about tonight. Go out there and rope them like you know how to do, and that's kind of what we did. The barrel racing was fantastic, as always. You know, it's really impressive to watch some of those girls as they come by and, you know, get real close to the barrels. They'll tip them a little bit, and, you know, those cowgirls, you know, they've got a technique down too. They go right out there, and they'll set them suckers right back up, so that's really fun to watch. Bull riding, of course, always exciting here at the NFR. They're bringing in some of the best bulls, and they're going up against the top 15 in the world. These next 3 rounds are going to be pretty rough. You know, these bucking stock that these guys have brought in are, you know, they are the best, and they're the best for the reason. You know, that's why they got the invite to be here. So let's see. What else do we have? Yeah, it was unfortunate. Dustin Elliott did get bucked off last night, so he's now 2-for-4. You know, it's just one of those things. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the other events as soon as we get our guest on the line. Cannon Acey, how about this guy, back-to-back round wins? And I believe that puts him up as, you know, number one in the overall. So that's great for Cannon. We're going to talk about some other things when it comes down to the bull riding. The bullfighters, of course, fantastic job. They had more of a quiet night last night, not quite as in-depth as they did in round 3. Round 3, they were just real impressive, had to jump in there a lot, take some shots, and all 3 of the bullfighters really did take some shots out there in round 3. So let's see. We talked about some of the other rounds going on. How about the bareback and saddle bronc? Do you guys see that? You know, Saddell, you know, the cowboy that y'all see with the scruffy beard on, you know, he's really been he's been pretty impressive down here to watch. And you know, you see him out there in the saddle bronc, and you know, he's really bearing down. And, had himself a really good ride last night, so that was of course always enjoyable to see him out there. And man, I'm just impressed. I'm impressed with the way the NFR is going. Let's see. Uh-oh. Looks like Miss Cajun Girl says she lost audio. Well, not real sure what's going on with that. Looks like we got some of the other comments coming in right here. I'm just trying to read through some of them. Yeah, it looks like they're going to show it again tonight on ESPN2. So is that where the performance, is that where Round 5's performance is going to be, is on ESPN2 tonight? You guys send out a message and let us know. We're actually watching it on ESPN3, or, of course, we're getting the direct feeds from the casinos as we're down there trying to get out a little bit and meet some of the guys, talk to them a little bit. Most of the guys that we have lined up to talk are actually at the Thomas and Mack Center, though, you know. So we're going to have to catch them outside of the arena and outside of the performance. But we have run into a lot of good people out there and really had a good time with them, being able to sit back and talk and whatnot. Let's see. Okay, looks like Miss Cajun Girl got it back. Well, that's good. Oh, yeah, I see that. You know, with the horses and whatnot, you know, it's a little bit different than it is with the bull riding. You know, some of the horses just really don't want to leave that bucking chute and really get out there and start bucking. So they, you know, I mean, it takes a little bit to get them going, and, you know, it's unfortunate. But that's the luck of the draw here at the NFR. You know, sometimes you take those risks. You know, it's you just got to make the best of each ride, really. And it's just a matter of being consistent and taking what's dealt to you. It's the same way with any other rodeo you go out there to. So, you know, that's just part of the deal. Let's see, what else we got going on? Man, I wish, you know, waiting on my partner to call in here and sit back and talk a little NFR here with us, and I'm sure they'll be joining us here before too long. I know he said he'd be around his phone here. Well, you know what? Speak of the devil. We're just sitting here talking about him, and sure enough, so let's go ahead and see if we can jump down here and talk with one of the guys that you guys know real well. This guy knows more about the NFR probably than anybody else that's not here in Las Vegas right now. So let's go ahead and bring him on. Mr. Rob.
What's up, Scott? Sorry I took I almost spaced it. Sorry about that.
Oh, shoot, buddy. That's all right, man. That's all right. We're just glad to have you on board. For some of our Making 8 maniacs that don't know out there, we're talking to obviously one guy that certainly knows a lot about the NFR, five-time world champion bullfighter Rob Smets. So, Rob, it's disappointing that we're not seeing you out here, man, but I know you're having a good time back home. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm just getting ready to go buck three of my babies over here at Mitch Terrell's, and they're just coming two-year-olds. We're going to go put a trip on them today and then go get them bled and tested for ABBI sanctioning.
Right on, right on. So getting into the bucking bull business just a little bit, are you?
Oh, I got three babies. We'll see. I don't know if that's in the bucking bull business, but hopefully they'll do all right.
I hear you, man. So you've been able to watch a little bit of the NFR. Tell us what you think about it so far.
Well, I tell you what, it's been action-packed. You know, the tie-down roping's been wild. Cody Whitney, what a job. Got 4 for 4 in the bull riding. The other day I had a guy send me a message on my Facebook asking me, he says he'd run out of most of his money, and it was like the bottom 3 or 4 guys in the bull riding, and he said, who would you pick? And I said, I'll tell you what, if that Cody Whitney gets off on a roll, watch out. And, you know, Cody Whitney, a lot of guys don't know it, but he was the last man to ride Lily Yellow Jacket. He rode Mossy Oak Mud Slinger. That kid can ride bulls with the best of them.
Yeah, you're right. He's been real impressive to watch out there, you know. I certainly have been pleased, you know. Now, is he leading the event average right now, or do you know?
Well, he's winning the average, no doubt, hands down.
Okay. Well, I know it was close because I believe, you know, Cannon Acey, I know, has two back-to-back round wins. So,
Cannon Macy's probably might have more dollars won, but the right. NFR average is going to pay a lot. Cody's the only one that's got four bulls ridden, so.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's like at least a bull ahead than most of those guys on the average.
You're right. Well, hey, I got to ask you, you know, nobody knows more about bullfighting. You're the one that, you know, made the name for the bullfighters out there. What do you think about the bullfighters out there this year?
I tell you what, I think Dusty Tuckness has done a bang-up from night one. You know, Kenny Bergeron and Diefenbach, they're doing a great job. But Dusty has come with his game face on, ready to go. He's got by that first-year jitters, you know, from last year. So he's really showing his stuff. He looks real good. And those guys are all – they've all taken shots, I tell you what. But that's what the job calls for, you know. Your job's to be there and step in and take the bullet. And there's one thing about it. None of the three of those guys powder stamp.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that was one of the things that we were talking about earlier here in the show. You know, of course, last night was not quite as bad. They didn't have to work quite as hard. They didn't have as many hang-ups or anything like that. But, you know, round three, boy, I'll tell you, all three of the bullfighters, they had to earn their money on round three.
Yeah, they've taken some beatings, you know. Bergeron, he's a little bit sore already. I saw on the injury report that other night when they ran him over, I believe they hurt his wrist. He had come in with a kind of a tender ankle to begin with. Diefenbach, he took a beating early last year. You know, it's one of the first events that I've seen him without his helmet on fighting bulls. So, you know, some of those guys, you know, that come in a little bit sore. Diefenbach, there's no doubt he's tough. He's been there seven or eight times now. Kenny Bergeron, it's his first year. Dusty's second time there. You know, they've done a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. They have been real impressive to watch. What do you think about the bucking stock, both with the bucking horses and the bucking bulls down there that they brought this year for the NFR?
Well, the saddle bunk riding last night, they brought in the eliminators, and boy, they sure got some guys on the ground last night. You know, when you start throwing guys like Taos Muncie off, you know that the bucking horses are loaded. The bull riding's been good. I'll tell you the event that I think's been the most awesome to watch is the team rope. And holy smokes, talk about some of those headers getting it out of their hands. Them guys are just sticking it on them, and it's been great watching.
Absolutely, it sure has. You know, I was noticing the steer wrestling, you know, they've had some troubles out there in the steer wrestling this year. And I'm not sure if it's just the steers or just the cowboys coming in, but you're right. The tie-down events, you know, both tie-down and team roping, man, those roping events, they have been real exciting to watch.
Well, and something that's made a big difference in the steer wrestling this year is they've made it a one-jump rule. In the past, if one got away from you, you had the opportunity to go back, get on your horse, and try and make another run. So they've done just like what they did in the team roping a year ago. They took away in the team roping the three-loop rule. Therefore, it sure makes a lot of fast changes in the average there at the finals. And, you know, some of those guys that planned on going out there catching 10 and placing deep in the average, now, boy, they've got to just pin their ears back and run at the barrier and go for go rounds.
Absolutely. Well, jumping back to the bull riding there, Rob, one of the things that I noticed last night, they were talking about Chad Denton. You know, they actually brought out the fact that he was wearing like a shoulder pad guard there on his free arm area. And, of course, you know, Donnie Gay made mention of it that, you know, he actually talked to you, and you're actually one of the ones that helped produce this. And tell us a little bit about it, because I know some of the Making Eight Maniacs had some questions on it. Tell us a little bit about what it is and what it actually does.
Myself and Nick Dunton from up in Cody, Wyoming, got together. Nick came to me with the idea and showed it to me. We had Cord McCoy wear it at a PBR event in Steamboat, Colorado, and Cord liked it a lot. It's basically much like a football shoulder pad. It will go on any vest that's on the market that has Velcro on the top. You pull that Velcro out, there's a Velcro strap that fits across the top there and ties that in up on top. There's a strap that goes underneath your arm to hold that shoulder pad in place But yet it's also got Velcro on it where if a bull runs a horn in it, it will give and let loose. That shoulder pad will take a lot of hits. And I'll tell you what, we made sets for all the bull riders, but, you know, some of those guys, you know, I used to have an Irish grandmother that used to say, them that can't listen can feel. The only bad thing about it is by the time they feel, then it's a little late for that shoulder pad to do them much good. Chad's got a separation in his shoulder from a couple of weeks ago. I called him and I talked to him about it. He's wearing it. He really should be wearing it on both shoulders because the thing about the finals, guys are trying so hard. Jim Shoulders used to always say, you know that you're giving 100% when you're hitting on the back of your head. Well, when you're hitting on the back of your head from trying so hard, that means those shoulders and that head's getting drove in the dirt. This shoulder pad will dissipate a lot of that hit when you hit that hard ground, and rather than separating a shoulder, it's just gonna spread that hit out and protect that shoulder quite a bit.
Absolutely, and that makes perfect sense, you know. It really doesn't look like it would tie the bull rider down or make him feel more uncomfortable. My thing with this is, you know, can you really keep that free arm up, or does that weigh on that shoulder at all?
You know what? There's not enough weight to that pad to bother you, and the way that it sets on there with that Velcro strap, you can pump that arm up over the top of your head like you need to easily. And I'll tell you what, anybody that wants to try one, you'll get one. You put hook it on your vest. You can have a buddy of yours pick up a 2x4, and I mean come from over the top of their head and hit you like they're trying to knock one out of the ballpark, and it will dissipate the hit.
Wow. Well, I don't know if I trust enough of my friends out there to go hit me with a 2x4 on the shoulder.
Well, some of your friends would try to take your head off.
Rob, what are you trying to say?
When it comes time for that, I want to swing the 2x4 at you.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, Rob.
Buddies for life, though. Buddies for life. I want you to know that.
That's right, buddy, and we sure do appreciate it, man. Actually, you know what? We've got some of the Making 8 Maniacs here on board in our chat room, and I'm not seeing many of the questions coming in, but I will tell you that we've got one of our sponsors here that helped sponsor us event with Taylor and Trucking and Auto. They sponsored Making 8 to come out here to Las Vegas, and we've got one of them on the line right now, and she wants to say howdy to you, so we're going to bring on Miss Shannon. Miss Shannon, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Rob Smets. Hello.
She gave up on us.
Oh, I believe she did. I believe she did. Miss Shannon, are you with us? Well, what do you know?
Oh, well, we just talk too much, Scott. That's our problem.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, when you spend as much time behind the microphone, and, man, we've been out here giving video broadcasts all week long. We've been doing so much out here. This is our first Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, but yeah, man, we've been doing the video broadcast, you know, and we're actually sitting up here at the Excalibur on the 27th floor overlooking New York. So, man, it's just gorgeous down here. Tell us about why you are not still out here in Las Vegas, Rob. I know that you had a big event this past weekend.
I got invited to go ride in the Celebrity Cutting last Friday night in Fort Worth, and they drew partners out there. I drew Tanya Tucker's daughter as a partner out there in that contest. And fortunately, we won that deal. And, you know, I've been to Vegas on several occasions, and I didn't really have a job out there this week. And, you know, I can just think, you know, nothing against Vegas. It's fun and fine and dandy, but I didn't have a job out there. There wasn't no reason to sit out there all this time and just twiddle my thumbs and be there. You know, I just shouldn't be at home.
Yeah, oh, I certainly understand that. Well, congratulations on your win. Now, I got to ask you, who was the celebrity, you or Miss Tucker's daughter?
Well, I'm going to say she looks better than me, so she was probably the celebrity.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, I know it sounded like a lot of fun, you know, and we're sorry that we weren't able to catch up with you. I know you were busy last week just coming out for the couple days that you did and, you know, just doing some of your PR things and locking in. Tell us a little bit about why you were out here.
Well, we came out there. They had us host Tim Fuller and I, since we'd been doing all the PRCA telecasts this past year with Mahan. They gave the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame gave Larry Mahan a Living Legends Award, and so we were the hosts for that show that night. And we had a big time. We honored him. We roasted him a little bit, and we just had a lot of fun with it.
Right on. Yeah, I heard that was a really good banquet to be at, and we're sorry we actually missed that. We were on our way out here, I believe, when that was going on. But We did see some of the recap, and it was nice to see you out here. And shoot, man, I got to tell you, we look forward to being back. I know that the South Point just isn't the same without the Equal Games going on out there, the freestyle bullfighting. We've got so many people that have asked about it, and unfortunately, it's well missed out here, I can tell you that.
Well, hopefully a bunch of people will get in Denny's ear, and maybe we'll have it again next year.
Yes, sir.
Maybe he'll realize that he made a mistake.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, I will cross – if I cross him, you better believe that'll be the first thing I tell him. But actually, you know what? We've got that Making Eight Maniac back on board, so let's see if we can bring her on. Miss Shannon, are you with us?
I am with you now. Yes, I am.
You step away
I'm
from
at work
the phone.
No, I'm actually at work, and they actually expect me to do some work while I'm here, so that was causing some issues.
Oh, that isn't any fun.
You well, know, it's a government job. I have to do it.
Well, Miss Shannon, we actually, I know that when you and I had talked and we were talking about us being out here meeting up with some guests, you said, hey, is there any way you can get Rob Smets on and said that you'd love to hear from him. So we actually have him on the line here for you. Say hi.
Well, hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I've actually met you several times, and I know you meet so many people you don't remember, but, I met you a bunch of times at the finals, and I just think you are one of the most wonderful people.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. Where's home for you?
Northern Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky. Oh, wow. Cold up there?
Yeah, we got about 3 inches of snow this weekend, and our wind chill right now is about 5 degrees.
Uh-huh.
It's a little chilly here.
So. Yeah, I'll bet. No, it's pretty nice right here. We're getting ready to buck a couple young bulls.
Well, speaking of that, I kind of want your opinion as a bullfighter.
Okay.
My husband and I are getting ready to start raising miniature bucking bulls come spring. What do you think about that?
You know what? There's a lot of those places that are raising those little miniature bulls and doing well with it. That ought to go well. If you don't have a lot of competition up in that part of the country, you ought to be able to go to some of those rodeos and sell those miniature bulls to, part of the show.
We don't really have – there's only a couple places anywhere around here that do, and some of the local rodeos have kind of been, talking about requesting they're thinking along the lines of it's safer for a certain age group, and they actually get a better experience riding on those, learning their way up to the full size than, they do – with the alternatives at this point that they're actually kind of liking the miniature bucking bulls.
Yeah, the thing about it is sometimes those miniature bulls just get out there and they step and go to whirling and spinning, and sometimes it creates some bad habits on some of those bigger kids because where big steers really make them have to hustle and have a lot more jump and kick type of deal, sometimes those bull riders, the younger guys get to where they put a mash on those young bulls. And they can get to overpowering them, and some of those guys get in the habit of trying to ride that way. And the bad thing is you get to the bigger bulls, you can overpower them. So sometimes it'll create bad habits for some of those bull riders.
Okay. Well, that's some good information to have and kind of work that into our program. We don't have a whole lot of land going on, and the bigger cattle kind of tears it up real easy, so... we were looking at some other options, and that seemed to be a pretty viable option that, seems to be getting a little more popular and a little more calling for it these days.
Yes, ma'am. That ought to be good.
I'm willing to give anything a shot once.
Shannon. Hey, Shannon, if you're looking for a bullfighter, Rob is actually on the shorter end of the stick, so maybe you can get yourself a miniature bullfighter like Rob.
Yeah, I could maybe even come out of retirement for mini bulls, huh?
Well, hey, that'd work for me. I miss actually seeing you bullfight. I watched you for years. My husband and I have been doing the finals. We just did our 10th year, and so we saw you for many years and saw you retire and then saw you doing the broadcasting and everything, and honestly can say you're missed. You really are.
Well,
I don't love the newer guys, but...
Well, I appreciate it, and I've been blessed to have got in on some of the broadcasts and stuff and have been enjoying that opportunity, and so things have been going well.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep up with you these days. I keep going out searching, finding out what you're up to, so I really appreciate Scott getting you on the phone for me so I could, bend your ear a little bit and just find out how you're doing.
Well, you'll just have to sign on to my Facebook page, and then you can keep up with me. I try to keep everybody pretty well informed.
Oh, well, I will be hooking that up tonight, so be looking for a friend request from PBR Cowgirl.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
All right, Miss Shannon, you have
later
a great
tonight,
day.
Thank you, Rob. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, we figured we kind of brightened her day on a Monday here, Rob. But, hey, listen, buddy, I appreciate you calling in, and I know you want to get out there and go buck those little calves, so go enjoy the day, sir. You're missed here in Vegas. You're missed all around, but, the fans out there, they certainly love you.
Well, and I love them all, so you tell everybody hi. I appreciate the opportunity. I'll check back in with you maybe Wednesday.
All right. That sounds good, Rob. We look forward to it, buddy.
All right, buddy. Adios.
See ya. All right, they're making eight maniacs. Well, there you have it. One of the best in the business, there's no doubt. And, when it comes down to getting a perspective, of how the NFR is performing, you talk about a guy that's been there many years, and that's the king of bullfighting right there, Mr. Rob Smet. So we certainly do appreciate him taking the time to jump out here with us, and want to wish him the best out there. And like I said, we look forward to try to get him to check back in here with us on Wednesday, and we'll see how things are going with him. We'll talk a little bit more about the NFR. So we still got about 10 minutes left in our show here, 646-915-9940. And, of course, we got to thank Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. Miss Shannon there for taking the time out here to jump on with us. Sorry to interrupt her work day, but we are glad that she was able to talk with Rob. She asked me last week, she said, if you guys are out there, if you get a chance to talk with Rob, can you try to get him on? We'd love to hear from him. So I said, that one there is especially for her. And, of course, we also have Miss Kat Johnson out there at katjohnson.net. Got to thank you guys as well. For what you have done for Making Eight and for all the Making Eight maniacs out there. You guys have made this thing possible, and we sure do appreciate you. So we got about 10 minutes left. We're always looking to take some cowboy logic here. I really don't have anything written down. I guess I probably should have gone back. And actually, we've actually got a caller on the line. So let's see if we can't get him on here. Outlaw Sports Radio, you are on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Well, I'm calling because I just saw you guys here online, and I do live events too, so I thought it was kind of interesting you guys were doing a live radio, and my name's The Outlaw from Outlaw Sports Radio on Blog Talk Radio, by the way, and I just thought it was kind of interesting that you guys are doing this live. So you guys do this out of Las Vegas live at the rodeo that comes into Las Vegas, Nevada there?
We are not actually broadcasting the rodeo event itself. What we're doing here, now we have done several bull riding and rodeo events all across the U.S., but what we're actually doing is we're giving our fans a little bit of taste of what's going on outside of the arena around here. We've got special guests, several of the athletes that call in. We also do video broadcasts as well, but we have a weekly radio show here on Blog Talk. It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, where we sit back and we talk rodeo, we talk bull riding, and we talk a whole lot of fun, just the cowboy living and cowboy lifestyle. So that's kind of what you're getting right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come on. Let me ask you a question out there. And I've lived in Vegas quite a few years, actually. And events come there, and you guys deal with rodeos and bull riding. Bull riding is quite an interesting, you can say it if you want to call it a sport, I guess, or event. I guess it's considered a sport.
Okay.
Maybe you could answer a question for me. What kind of... cow people that ride and stuff like that, they're getting far in between, aren't they?
I kind of only caught part of that. Looks like you're breaking up just a little bit. Can you go ahead and throw that at me one more time?
I'm sorry about that. I was saying, you know, people that ride bulls and stuff like that, is there an amateur market for that also? I mean, how do people end up becoming professional bull riders?
Well, I will tell you this, and you know what? You kind of came to the right place with that question, because for about 5 or 6 years, I actually rode on the amateur levels and had an opportunity to fill in. You know, for me personally as a bull rider, I always tell the fans that, you know, if you're out there riding bulls, you're not an amateur, you're a professional. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And of course, when you get out to these smaller rodeos, you know, there's so many different associations out there that are producing rodeo events, bull riding events, you know, that some of them are on the lower level. Now, I will tell you that the bulls that they bring to these events are the same that you're going to see on TV this week at the NFR, the same that you see on the Built for Tough series on the PBR week in and week out. So, you know, you really these younger cowboys that get out there, they're only competing for less money, and that's what makes them under that, you know. But to start out, really, I would say most of them, you know, end up either being raised around it, where they're getting on calves at, you know, 11 and 12 years old, or they go to a school like I did. I actually went to two different rodeo schools and learned from some of the best in the business, Gary LeFou and Lyle Sankey, on how to ride bulls, the mechanics of it. And then what, you know, you have to do is just get out there and practice until you feel confident enough to get out there and start performing. And once you get out there and start performing, it's all about making those 8-second rides and winning some money. As you win more money, then you can advance higher and higher. And as you see, the top 40 in the world were at the PBR finals just about a month ago. And, of course, we've got the top 15 in the world in the Professional Cowboy Rodeo Association here with us this week.
Well, just another curiosity question, since you ride bulls. I'm all into outlaw things, you know, but I've never tried to ride a bull. That would be kind of interesting. I would be game for that.
Now, where are you from?
I'm in Florida right now. I'm originally from right here in Jacksonville.
Are you really? Well, I will tell you what, buddy. We are actually located just south of Tampa. That's where we're based out of. We're only here for the National Finals Rodeo. We'll be back there next Sunday. So I'll tell you what, you've got our connections here. Go check out making8.com, and we've got a contact page there. Feel free to contact us, and we'll get you set up. You want to see what outlaw rodeo sports are all about, or outlaw sports are all about, you come hang out with us at a rodeo, and we can sure as heck get you. We can accommodate that if you want to go ride a bull.
Hey, I'm all about outlaw things. You should tell outlaw sports, and I'm there. That's why I'm called the outlaw. But I would like to one of the reasons I called you in is that I was more interested in the live event, because that's kind of what caught my attention. Because I'm trying to do something here that's I haven't seen another show on Blog Talk Radio that had done a live event like you're doing. And because right now I've been doing live events here at the Jacksonville Jaguars, where we've been broadcasting live here at Everett Field every Sunday when they've been at their home games.
Okay.
And so we've been kind of on our road and trying to get to the Super Bowl to broadcast that live on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
And the reason I really called, and not that I'm not interested in rodeo sports or anything like that, but the real reason I called was it was just kind of interesting that you guys are doing live. So I definitely want to get with you, but I would like to invite whoever your fans are and everybody that's listening and yourself. I'm going to just do it right here live because that's just the way I am. I invite you guys to join us this Sunday between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. We're going to be doing it again. We're going to do a live broadcast between 1 and 3 p.m., but we're inviting all shows, all fans, any kind of person that wants to come, and we're going to do live updates from all the games that are playing on Sunday, and we're going to do this on the next home game of the Jaguars, and then the next time that we do it, we're going to be at the Super Bowl. So, you know, I'd just like to invite all your fans and you guys personally. It's an outlaw challenge. And, you know, I don't know if I'll get on a real bull. We might have to try one of those electronic bulls first. You know, and, you know, if there's any really cute girls out there that want to teach me how to line dance, I'll go for that, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, there ain't much line dancing going on over here in the rodeo business. It's all about the bull riding. It's all about the rodeos. But, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you calling.
Afterwards is going to be beer, girls, and dancing, aren't there?
It's always about the after party. But, you know, you talk to any real cowboys out there, there ain't much of dancers. They sit out there. They don't need to get out there and show their stuff. They already did it at the rodeos.
All right. Well, thank you.
Listen,
for...
Absolutely. Appreciate you, y'all, buddy. Take care.
All right.
All right, they're making eight maniacs. Well, you know what? It is kind of an outlaw sport. You know, anymore, you know, when you look at where cowboys and where the tradition of working cowboys are anymore, it's kind of disappointing. But, you know, it's few and far between. They've sort of kind of fallen off. So, you know, we're kind of the outlaws of the business anymore, you know, when we talk about the Western lifestyle and whatnot. But you know what, though? I love it. I love being an outlaw, you know, and when those bull riders walk around, you know, shoot, yeah, you know they love being called outlaws as well. Anyways, I believe that's going to wrap up our show here for the day. I want to thank all of our Making 8 Maniacs for tuning in here with us. Make sure to check us out here tomorrow. We'll be back on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show Monday through Friday this week, all week long, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Also want to let you know that we will be doing a live broadcast, a video broadcast this afternoon. You can check it out on making8.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We're going to send you some links to that. Hopefully we'll get the right ones this time. You know, we've had some issues with it. But you know what? I'm going to close things out here with a little bit of, you know, one of my songs that really stands out to me. This one here is really special. It's kind of what inspired us here with Making 8 and really developing what we are. Got to thank our sponsors, CatJohnson.net, as well as Taylor Truck and Auto Repair, located in Independence, Kentucky. Y'all go check them out. Make sure to friend them on your Facebook. Until tomorrow or today, when you guys are checking us out on the video broadcast, we get behind the microphone, get behind the video camera. Y'all get a grip with Making 8 from Las Vegas.
Climb out of this boat and then onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me, time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory.
Never win. But the Lord. National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.